to the foreknowledge of God, of the Father, through the sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God. Can you say praise God? Kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. Anybody ever had any of those? Any heaviness? Any manifold? That means many fold, many times over, many times doubled, manifold temptations. Amen. Anybody ever had any double barrel temptations along the road? Huh? I mean, just one thing get done hitting you, something else hits you. Amen. Well, he said that happens sometimes, even though for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, may be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. There's still something in store for you. The best is yet to come. He whom having not seen, oh, we haven't seen him yet, but we're going to, amen, if we hold fast our confidence, steadfast unto the end. Whom having not seen ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Amen. Of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify when he testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things angels desired to look into. Ooh, hallelujah. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, and be sober and hope to the end. There's that word end again. For the grace that is brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Looks like there's something ahead for us, huh? Did you hear it? The grace that is brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen. Wonderful thing about being in the church is that the revelation of Jesus Christ brings us grace. Amen. And the unsaved world, it will bring them tribulation. The Jews, it will bring them tribulation. The backslider will bring them tribulation. And some, it will bring grace. Tribulation, such as is not, but the church, this is us, the elect, amen, we will receive grace at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance. Amen. But as he which hath called you is holy, he that has called you is holy. Let's say it together. Holy. Say it together, everybody. Holy. Turn me down a little bit, Richard. Got a little bit too much treble on it or something or other. A little too much volume or something. But he, as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. That means your living, way you live. All manner of living. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Hallelujah. Go over to Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6 and verse 22. Amen. We always read 23. Let's go back and read. We'll start with verse 20. How about that? For when ye were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. But what fruit had ye in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. Let's say it together. Death. The end of those things. What things? Sin. Things of sin we did when we was the servants of sin. The end of those things is death. There's that word end again. The end of sin is death. The end of salvation is everlasting life. Let's see what it says. Now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness, and the end, everlasting life. Amen. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And so let's look at that verse 21, 22 again. But what fruit had ye in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now being made free from sin and become the servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness. You remember I preached the other night in prayer service about bringing forth fruit. The subject was far, far too vast to exhaust in one night. Amen. But this is some of the fruit that God's expecting out of us. Amen. Holiness. Amen. And if he doesn't find the holiness on our tree, he's going to cut us down sooner or later. God created us unto holiness. That's why Peter said in 1 Peter that I read to you, amen, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Praise God. And I read to you how he said, but as he which hath called you is holy, be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Looks to me like the Lord is expecting holiness on our tree. Amen. And I like to title this tonight, if you want to give it a title, Brother Billy or whoever, I'd like to title this, The Other End of Your Salvation. Praise God. Oh, praise God. If you think this end is beautiful, you ought to see the other end. If you think this end is good, just hold on for a little while. Listen to what Paul said in verse 22 of Romans chapter 7. Amen. Ye have your fruit unto holiness. That's right now. Amen. And the end, everlasting life. Hallelujah. That's the other end of this salvation. How about that? And Peter puts it like this, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Amen. Well, glory to God, we've got one end of it tonight. Let's hold on to God to see the other end of our salvation. What do you say? I mean, we're just like children sitting under mom's embroidery hoops. You know what that is, don't you? Embroidery hoops. About as they vary in size. Mom used to have some as big around as the top of this pulpit almost. And looking underneath the embroidery, it was just a crisscross of non-patterned threads. Beautiful colors. Amen. But not very much artistic design about it. Amen. But you had to get on the other end and look at it from the top to see the real beauty. Praise God. This tonight is a walk of faith. Praise God. But some of these days, we're going to receive the end of our faith. Amen. So if you want to know what's at the end of that rope, what's at the end of that wire, what's at the end of that pipe, you follow it. Do you ever look at a road and wonder what's at the end of it? Amen. The only way to find out what's at the end of the road, you got to follow it. Amen. Do you ever have a fear of getting away back in the mountain on a narrow road and couldn't turn around? Amen. Some of these boys pulling trailers have done that. They got on the wrong road and got away back on a little old narrow road pulling a house trailer and couldn't turn around. Now, it's kind of hard to back down a mountain road with a house trailer. Amen. You'll find out what's at the end of the road. You got to get on it and follow it. Amen. This road was marked faith, but there's some signs along the road that are marked holiness. Hallelujah. And every once in a while we see the word holiness. Well, that's what Peter said. Follow peace with all men. Yeah, there's that peace too. Amen. That's one of the signboards on this road that we're following. And then there's some signs that says holiness. And we just keep following peace. And we just keep following holiness. Praise God. And we go and we go and we go and we go and we go. I had a friend that drove up to Alaska on the Alcan Highway. Amen. And there's parts of the Alcan Highway that's gravel, I guess, still, as far as I know. It's the only way they can have a road is have it gravel. Because of the permafrost, they can't never pave it. Even in the summertime, underneath the ground's frozen and there's permafrost. And so it's a dusty gravel road, the Alcan Road is. But you keep following the Alcan Highway, even though it's gravel road. Amen. After a while, you can actually drive a car in the summertime all the way to Alaska. Amen. I read a book one time about some folks that drove it, you know, and how that if they passed anybody that needed help along the road, woe be unto them, because the news followed them ahead. Amen. People take license numbers up there. Anybody that passes a traveler in trouble on the Alcan Road out there in that desolate wilderness, amen, he is in a heap of trouble. Because the Bible teaches us that we are to bring forth the right kind of fruit on this road that we're traveling. Amen. Galatians chapter 5 tells us what kind of fruit we're to bring forth. Praise God. Amen. He said the fruit of the Spirit is love. How many like that fruit? You like that fruit? It's delicious, isn't it? Amen. Joy. How many like that fruit? It's good fruit, isn't it? The fruit of the Spirit is peace. Don't you just love that fruit? Amen. Well, glory to God. The fruit of the Spirit is long suffering. That's what you're doing tonight, listening to me preach. Amen. And it's a good fruit. Amen. Amen. Gentleness. Brother Havis had the message from God when God sent him up here, didn't he? Amen. Gentle, gentle, gentle. Hallelujah. That's the fruit of the Spirit. Goodness. Amen. Oh, there's a lot of towns. There's a lot of blessed oases on this road that gets lonely sometimes if we'll just stay on it. Goodness. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad you know good people? Aren't you glad you have fellowship with good folks? I mean, it was good to know that there was a brother down there at Central City, Kentucky, pastoring a church. Amen. I've been there. That's a halfway point between here and Mammoth Spring, Arkansas, in case you wonder why I'm interested in Central City, Kentucky. We stayed in a motel there one time. That's the only time I remember stopping at Central City, Kentucky. Amen. But it was good to know as you drove that lonely Western Kentucky Parkway to know that there was somebody in that town that had a holiness church. I believe his name was Gish. Amen. Had a holiness church. It's good to know good people. Amen. How do you fall in with good people? Well, praise God, birds of a feather flock together. Be good yourself, and good people will seek you out. Amen. Goodness, faith. Praise God. It's a road of faith. That's the way we got on it. That's the way we got in. We went through the door of faith. Amen. We need to see that sign every once in a while on the road, because we need to know we're on the right road, don't we? After a while, we want to see the end of our faith, which is the salvation of your souls. Amen. Now, you may think, well, experience in salvation is the experience of salvation. That is the end. No, that's the beginning. Amen. That's the beginning of our faith. He that hath begun a good work in you shall continue it. Amen. And he said we're kept by the power of God. Hallelujah. Through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Amen. So follow this wire. Follow this road. Amen. It may get rough sometimes. It may get dusty sometimes. Amen. Brother Gerald Green and I decided we'd go to Brother Claude Ely's meeting down in the mountains of Kentucky in 1957. 58, I guess it was. 1958. Amen. And we jumped in my 1957 Chevy and headed out down through the mountains of Kentucky. Amen. We got on 80 to London, Kentucky, and we made a mistake. We didn't know you were supposed to get on 25 and then take 25E and go down through Pineville and then turn up toward Harlan and Cumberland. We thought the map says 80, and so we just kept 80. And folks, we found out that just east of Manchester, Kentucky, 80 turned into a cow's trail. It was a gravel road. I mean, winding through the mountains with dust fogging and black creeks where they were still washing coal. I saw my first black creek, amen, going into Cumberland, Kentucky, the wrong way. But we stayed on it, and we finally got there. Amen. I was amazed to see how the people lived in the mountains. I was amazed to see all the swinging bridges. We had a swinging bridge down in Arkansas that went across the creek, right there at Old Big Creek, right there at Big Creek School. We had a big swinging bridge. Boy, it was a great center of fun. Just get a whole bunch of girls on there and start swinging the thing. Listen to them scream and holler as we swung the swinging bridge. Amen. It was a bridge swung on two cables with a woven wire fence on each side and woven wire fence underneath with barrel staves, oak staves underneath for the walkway. Amen. And that's the way we got across Big Creek to go to Big Creek School. I saw so many of them, I was awestruck as I drove through Kentucky. But we stayed on 80, folks. We stayed on 80, and we got there. Amen. Nobody knew how we got there, but we got there. Amen. They told us we'd come the wrong way. We should have went way down. It looked to me like the long way around. But I found out the long way around was the good way. Amen. Amen. But stay on the road. Faith is the beginning. But if you'll stay on the path, you'll see the end of your salvation. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you again tonight, the other end of our salvation is so much more beautiful than the front end that it's out of sight. Amen. I mean, this end of salvation is almost like looking through the wrong end of a telescope. Everything looks real small and far, far away. Amen. This end of salvation is like Paul said, looking through a glass darkly. We just know in part now, and we have to take the rest by faith. But if we'll keep believing God, after a while, it's going to open out into light and glory. Brother Moore used to sing a song. I heard him sing it at Dryden Road. He's really having a revival too at Dryden Road. He'd get up and start saying, "Beautiful fields of flowers just as far as I can see." And that's all he'd get out, and people would start shouting. Amen. I mean, he was having a revival. That's all he'll get out. "Beautiful field of flowers just as far as I can see." Amen. And folks would start shouting. And they was having a revival at Dryden Road. But I want to tell you, folks, praise God, those that have seen the end, they saw that light at the end of the dark tunnel. They saw the fields of green. They saw the sunny banks of sweet deliverance. They saw the saints sitting in a big fine chair. Hallelujah. Amen. Was it Brother Runyon when he died down here at Covington, Kentucky? Saw Brother Mooneyham sitting in a big fine chair as he crossed over. You know what that chair was? That was a throne. Hallelujah. God promises us a throne. If you can imagine, the book of Revelation pictures us on a glassy sea before a rainbow-shrouded throne. You talk about color. You talk about beauty. Amen. Last year, we preached the Granite City Camp Meeting. First time I'd preached it in years and years and years. And so Sister Collins and I went home. We came back home, and Saturday we kind of pulled loose ends together and woke up Sunday morning, and we had Aaron at the house with us. I didn't know anything was going on. I hadn't read a newspaper. I didn't know nothing. And I heard racket down here, and I was sitting about 7 o'clock in the morning and studying, reading, and praying. I heard noise, and I thought, what in the world's going on? And so I looked out the door, and without even asking me, they had two big old hot air balloons. Amen. One of them was already taken off, and the other one was getting ready, getting all pumped up, getting ready to go. And they didn't even ask. If I'd have known, if I'd have read, you know, they put out white sheets. They told you to put out white sheets if you own one land in your yard up at Middletown. And they passed out all kinds of gifts and gave candy to the kids. I'd have run down and got my candy if I'd have known. Amen. All I knew was that there was a, without my permission, they was launching their balloons right here in the yard. Right in my parking lot on Sunday morning. And didn't even ask. And so I walked out kind of like awed by it. And I was watching them as they took off. And when I turned around and looked to the north, northwest. Amen. That's north, slightly northwest. I saw that the air was full of them. It was full of color. I'd say it was beautiful. Amen. And I came to church and I told somebody, I said, it must have been 50 balloons took off. I saw them. And I don't know, I think Sister Cox, somebody told me, said the newspaper says 100. Amen. It was, I didn't exaggerate that time for once. Amen. I was exaggerating the opposite direction. Amen. And 100 balloons filled the air. They took off from Rygart Park down here. Amen. The park off Rygart. I can't Rensselaer Park or something or other. Amen. Bunch of them took off down there and they didn't have room to take off. But the air was full of color. Amen. On a Sunday morning, as 100 balloons launched in the national balloon race to get to Middletown first. I want you to know that if you'll just hold on a little longer, it's not going to be dull. It's not going to be trial always. Praise God. It's going to turn into resurrection. It's going to turn into rapture. It's going to turn into glory. Woo! Because it won't be long till this faith, if we'll hold on to it, we're going to launch out of here in a cloud of glory. Amen. Free from every imperfection, youthful and happy I shall be. I'll have a new body. Praise God, I'll have a new life. Glorified with Him forever. Death will be lost in victory. I'll have a new body. Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. Hey, bear fruit for a little longer. Bring forth fruit, the fruit of holiness especially. Amen. And pretty soon you'll see the end of the road, which is the other end, the best part of your salvation. Amen. Oh, there's not much glamour about milking a cow. Anybody ever milk a cow? Amen. There's not much glamour about being warped across the head with a cow's tail after she slept all night in a barn. Amen. There's not much glamour about to cleaning out the barn after the cow. Amen. But it's after you get the milk home and turn it into ice cream when it's 93 degrees in August and you got ice cream. Homemade ice cream. Amen. I was tempted to stop in the plum patch. In fact, I did stop in the plum patch. We had walked all the way 4 miles to Uncle Jim's on the 4th of July. Uncle Jim Collins and Aunt Hazel. Uncle Jim, my grandpa's brother, married one of my mother's younger sister, well, sister next to her. And so their kids are all my double cousins. Amen. And we was going to Uncle Jim and Aunt Hazel's to have homemade ice cream on the 4th of July. And I stopped in the plum thicket. And I thought the plums was good enough for me. But I didn't know. I didn't realize how good homemade ice cream could be until they called me out of the plum thicket. Hey, have you turned aside on this road to glory to stop in a plum thicket someplace? Amen. You're going to miss the treat. Amen. When we got saved, it might have been like milking the cow. Wasn't much glamour to it. Straining the milk, putting it down in the well or down in the spring. Amen. And then go and get it. But the real joy came when you turned it into ice cream. Amen. Let's come around the altar and let's pray God will give us a vision of the keeping power of God and appreciation of it. Amen. Power to stand for Him in this hour. Praise God. Come, come, come. Let's pray to be kept for the power of God, kept on the highway of holiness. Amen. Bring forth the fruit of the Spirit, lest we be cut down short of the glory world, that we might see the other end of our faith, which is eternal life. Hallelujah. Amen.